Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And good evening, afternoon, or morning, wherever you may be, or whenever you're listening to the show. My name is Carolyn R. Owens, and I am the host of Let's Coach. Let's Coach is a show that brings the best from the coaching world for you to use in your everyday life. And we talk about what coaching can do for you. We bring you great small business ideas and some good news stories and stories about people paying it forward in their everyday lives. When I'm not hosting the show, I serve as the chairwoman and CEO of Infinity Coaching Incorporated, where we help you up-level your skills so you can up-level your income, your career, your business, or your life. And I work with my clients. I assist them with creating the life of their dreams. And we have a lot of fun in the process. And so this is another special episode this month. We've been airing not just on Wednesdays, but Mondays as well. And we've been talking about romance in relationships. This is, you know, February is Valentine's Day. It's that month. And so we always do our annual series on this subject. And tonight, we're going to continue the conversation with a bit of women talk, woman talk. So I am bringing back one of our regular guests who is not only a guest of the show, but she's also a regular listener. And she's a very, very much a faithful supporter of the show. So I want to welcome, let me get her mic on here. My computer. Let's try this. Miss Chella Diaz to the show. Are you there, Chella?
I am.
Welcome back.
I'm so delighted to be here.
And you are joining me today for us to have a little, you know, woman, I like to say women chat instead of girl chat, but we're going to, about relationships, dating, romance, and you're going to be sharing some of your dating experience and what you've learned about being single. But before that, I just want to remind people, like I said, she's been a guest on the show before, and I refer to her as the money coach. She helps people with, you know what, why don't you tell them instead of me telling?
I help women and awaken men. I do have a few male clients get their money journey on track.
But tonight we're doing something a little bit different. We're tapping into that feminine side to talk about dating, romance, and relationships. So, Chella, this year, part of your personal plan includes really getting back into this dating world. What do you think is different now?
Different, boy. You know, and I'm going to be very honest and transparent here, folks. I can get on the podcast and talk about what I do all day, all night. But this is going to be awesome, right? And I was truly wanted to do this because there could be a single woman out there that's ready to give up. And I believe that today's show is going to encourage her to keep going. So for me, you know, my list, you know, that famous list of what you want in a man has changed drastically over the past 10 years. And then over the, and let's be honest, I have been single for 18 years, folks. Right? So there's a lot of things that have happened during that time. And my list of the things that I'm looking for in a man has changed drastically over that period of time.
I think it's fair to say that when we, the way we look at relationships in our 20s is very different than the way we look at it, you know, I'll say in decade spans, in our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s on up, and even in our 70s, there are people who are in their 70s that are still in this dating game. But it changes for us, what we want, what we desire. So what's one thing that's changed for you on your list?
And you're so right, right? Because we have. And the one thing that has changed for me is somebody that understands and supports what I do for a living. Right? Not, they don't necessarily have to agree, but you know what I mean? They have to be on board with it. They have to at least have an idea, because to me it's all about how can I help. And having a coaching practice, you know, it's important to me at this point in time. So I don't want to separate, I want to separate my personal life from my work life, right? For him to have an understanding of what I do. He doesn't have to do it, but for him to have an understanding is very, very important for me at this point in time.
With some of the women and men that I've talked to that, you know, are no longer in their 20s or even their 30s, they like to refer to it as like, I want a grown-up adult relationship now. You know, and it's just, as you said, it's that difference in that maturity level where everything isn't about, well, I'm trying to get that person in bed, or, you know, I got to have the best-looking person in the room. It becomes about a little bit more than that for them. They want to, I find that they'll say they want to be able to talk and have that communication.
Oh, my gosh, yes, right? So it goes so much deeper, right? So we want to be able to communicate and talk about, I want to be able to talk about more than just food, movies, and sports. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm not saying, right? I'm not saying. But in addition to those subjects, I want to be able to talk about much more. I want to be able to talk and share how they give back to their community. How do they volunteer? Where do they volunteer, right? So it's a much bigger picture.
You know, you picked two things I like to talk about, though, movies and sports. But it does go beyond that, where I like to be able to talk about current issues and trends of the day, even politics and religion, where we do not have to agree per se politically, but being able to have that we agree to disagree conversation, that we can really, you know, we present ourselves and talk about it without hating each other, cussing at each other, yelling at each other, you know?
And it just, again, right, we goes back to that mutual respect. You may choose purple, I may choose green, and we simply agree. That's your color, this is my color. We don't have to like the same color, but we have that mutual understanding. And I know we're not talking about the color, right? But, yeah, I mean, it's just having that understanding.
And, you know, and when we're younger, we look more for, I think too often we look for similarities, but it's okay to have those differences. Not everything, you know, should be different. I believe there's some things common, values and standards that we should both agree on. But being able to, I think that's what makes the relationship more continuing, in that curiosity is to be able to have those differences.
And that absolute curiosity and that constant learning. Right, because as you're exchanging opinions and now you're exchanging views and you're bringing, right, we're not 20 anymore, so we have a lot more experience in sharing those experiences. You know, whether it was a picnic, whether it was a football game, a basketball game, right, we're able to sit down and share, but there's so much more.
I have to say sports.
Let's say 20 years worth of experiences to share.
I got to say sports, though, is a little tricky one for me because there's only one NFL team, and they got to agree with that. You know, fly, Eagles, fly. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't know if I could ever date a Dallas Cowboys fan. Anyway, if you're a football fan, you understand what I'm saying. But
yeah, and
you
I'm
mentioned
so glad
that
you said that because I'm not. I mean, I like football, but I don't have a team.
Woo. I don't know. Green
good,
is
right?
one of the colors
you
I bleed.
Have a team, I'll just join whatever team.
Okay, so, you hurt many of us football fans when you say you just join any team. But that's another show, a whole nother show during football season. But with you saying you're not that much of a sports fan, would you go to a sporting event with someone you're dating, even though you're not a sporting fan?
No, I love sports. I just don't have a team. Right? I like going to football games. I like going to basketball games. I like going to baseball games. Anytime, any place. Absolutely. I'm there. I understand the game. I just don't have a team. I'm not so involved with sports at this point that I have a team. But I understand the game, and I love to go to a game.
One of the things you mentioned was you haven't really been dating in about 18 years. And so, you know, that's a long time. How do you know that you're ready for a relationship?
I've been single for 18 years. I have dated a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
During those 18 years, there was a marriage proposal. Or two. but they did take. So I will say that I have been single for 18 years. But this year was different. The past 5 years,
mm-hmm.
I kept thinking that I wanted to be in a relationship. I kept thinking at the beginning of the year, I kept saying, maybe this is it. But then other stuff kept coming up. So my single ladies out there, right? And to me, this is just for me. So that told me that even though part of me wanted to be in a committed relationship, part of me was still not ready. Because I was not doing the action steps to put myself out there like I am this year. So that's the biggest difference for me.
I was going to say, yes, that is a big difference for you, that you are far more willing right now in your life at this time to put yourself out there.
Yep. And so that's how I know that I'm ready. Because I'm not saying it was easy, ladies. I've been out there, you know, I've been doing the salsa dancing classes. I've been going to a lot of different mixers. And a couple of times I had to leave the house a little bit earlier just so that I could get myself out of the house, because I knew if I waited much longer, the little monkey chatter was going to get in the way, and I was not going to go. So I have had to trick myself. I have a couple accountability partners, and I either hop on the phone with them once I get there, or I send a Facebook message to one of them, because she's in a different time zone. So I have that. So I did have to do that for myself in order to force myself to go out there and not allow the monkey chatter to stand in the way and say, well, we're comfortable, it's cold out there, you know, are we really going to meet somebody? I let all of that go, and my commitment this year has been to go to one event a week, to really, whether it's a mixer, whether it's a salsa dancing, whether, you know, it go out there once a week with that intention of meeting someone new. Okay, meeting a new man. Let's be very clear on that.
You use the word intention. So it's almost as if it's a difference where it's intentional dating, where you're not just kind of, I think I'm going to date this year. It's like, this is intentional. This is almost as if you set this goal that, you know, I'm going to successfully date this year.
Because I really do believe when you set the intention out there, whether you believe in God and angels, universe, whoever, your prayers, whether you're praying, your prayers are answered. When you say, this is what I want to achieve this year.
You know, I think there are some women out there that are listening that are saying, yeah, right. But I'll add, when you talk about, you know, prayers, is that the one thing is you'll pray one day, then, you know, pray for a couple of days, you don't get what you want, then you kind of give up, or, you know, whatever method or thing you're using. You know, you're just in the sixth week, I think, of the year here, about week six, and you're talking about this is something you're going to do every week. Well, you have, what, 40-something more weeks to go, 46 more weeks to go, where you've got to keep this pace up and keep it going to where you're going to do some. Well, hopefully it won't take that many weeks, right? But, you know, you've got,
yeah.
That's an intentional there commitment to say, I'm going to make this happen.
Correct, right? So it's been also, you know, things may shift. You know, things may change. Your ideal person may change, right? That description, what you're looking for may change. And that's exactly what has happened for me. You know, I've already, as of February 8th, I've already met two men. And after each one of them, I got clearer on what I'm wanting and what I'm seeking and what I'm, right? So that wish list. So to me, that's just my prayers being answered.
You know,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I had a prior guest on the show who is a dating coach, Susan Shepherd. And one of the things that she talked about was not, you know, just communicating with, you know, 40 men and just not trying to date them, not just actually kind of, you know, talking, having casual conversation with them, and through that you get to know, what is it I really want in a man? What is it that I would find, you know, attractive or sexy about this man as you start engaging and communicating? But you also start getting more comfortable. You know, if you're shy, if you're an introvert, you start getting more comfortable being able to, you know, approach a guy or have those conversations. Get clarity, as you were saying, on what you want.
Absolutely. Yep. And I love her book, right? I read her book, and I followed her instructions a couple of years ago, and I got to the 40 conversations. I got to, like, number 13. And as you go, so she feels that the first 10 men, you know, they fall under, let's say, A, category A, and then the next are going to be under B. But it changes. Your conversations change. You get more comfortable. So I did do it. Her method is, when you get to number between 33 and 37, you're going to find your ideal partner. I didn't finish it, right? So, but I did. I did learn a lot from it. But that also told me that if I stopped at 13, I was not committed and I was not ready for that relationship at that time.
So right now you are, like you set this intention to go to some type of event every week, at least once a week. So if you're at these events and everything, would you ask a guy out?
Yes. And I don't say yes like I'm doubting myself. I don't say yes if I doubted myself. Yes in many ways. I have in the past. And if the opportunity presents itself, I would probably still do it again. The thing that I am finding with the man that I'm looking for, I would like for him to make the first move. In my opinion, just from my past experience, because I want him to take the lead. I've taken the lead in the past. But if it means he's about to go and he hasn't asked for my number, I'm going to ask him for his number, right? I'm not going to let that opportunity go.
Oh, well. See, I think I would be waiting for him to ask me out. So I might have to wait a long time. But I think I have some, you know, too many, well, not too many, it's who I am, these, you know, some old-fashioned values. And, I think the same thing, you know, it's like, hey, if he asked me out, yeah.
Again, you know, because that's what I'm looking for at this point. I want somebody that's going to take the lead. And that's the biggest shift, ladies. I'm putting my cards on the table. That has been the biggest shift I have made in the past 5 years, is that I'm okay with taking a back seat or walk sideways, right, walk next to him, right? Because I've achieved and I am happy with where I'm at. And so it's just nice to have somebody, you know, and I have a lot of male friends. And so I've been practicing. I have been practicing, ladies. I've been on 3 practice dates this year. I tend to be a little bit, the area I'm working on is being a little bit of control freak. And, you know, giving him space to do that. So my first date, like I said, he's a friend. He didn't know this was going on, but we were out to lunch. We had gone in through the front door, and then I suggested we should take the back door because it was going to be closer and faster. But I did catch myself because I wasn't asking him. It was more like I was giving him an order, right? And so that's something I'm working on. You know, I want to be able to share my opinion, but I don't want to take away from him. So 3 practice dates, and each one of them, I have learned something about myself.
You know, when you mentioned the door, you know, that's one of the things when you think of chivalry and should the man open the door or the car door and you wait. So that's my stepmother trained my dad in that. She would sit in the car and not get out until he opened the door. And after a while, he quickly learned. But when you think, I mean, are those things, like, no longer existing? Are those things like, they don't matter anymore? Do you want the guy to open that door for you or, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And these 3 friends of mine that I mentioned, they do that. Right, they are very polite, and they do the door opening, they do the whole menu ordering. So they were great practice because that's what I'm looking for. I am looking, and now I don't want for him to open the door every single time, but from time to time, it would just be nice to do that. You know, part of me, because you know I believe in efficiency, I believe that him walking around and open the door, it's like we can get faster to the restaurant. So part of me says, you know, maybe the car is not quite as important, but once we get to the restaurant, yes, I'm going to be patient and I'm going to wait for him to open the door. So the car, I'm a 50-50, but getting to the restaurant or getting to the theater or getting to whatever function we're going to be at, I'm going to be patient and I'm going to wait for him to open the door. That's something that's important to me at this point in time.
So it can be situation driven, like, because I'm sitting here as I'm thinking, you know, if I'm wearing Timberlands versus heels would make a difference. And Timberlands, I'm going to probably just hop in the car and I'm good to go. But if I'm having, you know, wearing heels or something like that, you know, do help me out so I don't fall on my face, you know. But it could be very much situation dependent. But I think we put so many labels and stereotypes on what a guy or a girl needs to do when they're going out, that there's these, like, rules we have to follow.
I totally agree. Let's say that we're going to a sporting. I know we're going to go see a basketball game. We're both comfortable shoes because we're going to have to do a lot of walking. I'm okay with hopping out of the car, right? But if we're going to a nice restaurant, a nice dinner, we have the valet picking up the car, in that situation, you know what I mean, I think that for him to, again, more for the support. I don't wear high heels all the time. So you don't want to see your date. But no, I mean, you know what I mean? So it's more for the support there.
You know, I mean, and
I
what led us to
the
this?
Book.
kind of got us this part of the conversation was whether or not women should ask the guy out. And so I think, so you think that we're, I think we're thinking a lot about what happens in person, but you know, there's this thing that I'm skeptical of, and that's these dating apps. You know, I think, first off, what do you think of dating apps?
I have been on quite a few, too many, to really, to be honest, to name here. It was good practice for me at the time. It really was. I'm currently on one of them, and from time to time, you know, I get, you know, a couple of guys to say hello. And I do believe in them because I believe it's a good way to practice dating. Even before dating, ladies, for me, okay, just for me, it was, I met my former husband very young, and I went into becoming a mom and a housewife. I had a full-time job and was very active in my community, right? So it's taken me 18 years to really get clear on me and what I want. You know, I obviously I'm not a mom, you know. So it's taken me a while to do that. And so talking to some of these guys on some of these dating apps has been really an education, because it has helped me get clear. If a guy on the first interaction online is going to ask me if I cook, it's over. I'm sorry. Right? I just don't think that should be the first question you're asking me.
No. Right?
You, I'm talking about your first interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's been practice, you know, and you have nothing to lose. And I have had quite a few conversations from the dating apps. They never ended up in a date yet.
For the guys that are listening, remember, do not ask her if she can cook as your very first question or something like that, because that probably won't go over well. But, you know, I mean, it seems like that it would be easier to, instead of, if you're not in person, but for a woman to ask, hey, let's meet somewhere or something like that through a dating app or that telephone call before you actually see each other face-to-face, that it'd be easier for that a woman to initiate that.
And before you even get to that, I totally agree. But even before you get to that, have a conversation with them over the phone. Because
mm-hmm.
I've had a couple of guys who want to meet up for coffee. And I got to tell you, after I had a conversation with them over the phone, there's just no way I'm going to meet them for coffee. I don't want to waste their time. And I don't want to waste my time, right? It's not a fit. It's not a match. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong. But for me, if you're 50 years old, you have no kids, and you've never been married, I'm not saying, okay, marriage is not all that important, but you've never been in a relationship for more than 2 years, I got a little problem with that. Right? But this is a conversation I had over the phone.
So if they have, because I would say, I haven't served in the military. I know quite a few guys who made it to 50 with no kids and not being married, but they had, you know, 5, 6, 7 year relationships, but hey, every 3, 4 years you're moving. But they had some, you know,
yeah,
pretty good relationships. They just did, they chose that's, they did not want to have to go through the military career and be married and have to worry about kids. That was a choice they made. I know women who've made that same decision in the military where that wasn't, they may have gotten married, but kids wasn't their choice. Or they were very committed to serving. So I
right.
say that one, so doesn't, I guess because I'm used to being around it, that doesn't bother me so much if by the age of 50 they don't have any kids and they've never been married. The problem will become is they think I will be wanting to have kids, you know, now, you know, I'm done with that. you know.
Yep.
But other than that, and it's funny because there'll be people. I got to mention when Susan Shepherd. I have to find that interview and share it again. But one of the things she talked about when she was dating a much younger guy, and he wanted kids, and she actually thought, I think she was in her 60s at the time, and she's like, huh, you know, she thought and stopped for a moment. I could have this kid. I could, you know, do this. And then she changed him, and no, this is not what I want. I think was it Bridget Nelson, who used to be married? I think she was married to Sylvester Stallone. She was in the Rocky movies. She was in her 50s here and just had that her little girl, I believe it's a little girl, not too long ago, with her younger mate. You know, but yeah. It does. You having that conversation and getting to know a few things about a person, or even how they communicate, how do they talk, you know, is that someone you want, see yourself, I'm going to meet you for coffee or in a restaurant or wherever you choose to meet, you know, that kind of starts giving you a few vibes about them before you get to that point where, you know, you actually show up and then you see it. Of course, you're not going to see that full person, you know, they're going to, as you date, that's what dating is. You get to know them. I think we don't do enough real dating, but you get to take the time to know that person.
And then also, you know, for our single ladies, and I think regardless of what age we are, just know, you know, get clear. Get clear about what you truly want and not what other people, right? It's about it. It takes a little bit of soul searching, right? Am I wanting this for me or because Johnny or Susie or, you know, whoever thinks it's a good idea? Or is it that my parents think it's a good idea? You know, my siblings think, you know, and that's what it's been for me. It's been the constant learning and evolving and finding that thing that resonates with me.
You know, when you say that, you made me think of something where I'm imagining a woman feeling this way or thinking this way where it's, I don't want a date, I don't need a man, you know, they'll tell them things, all these things, but they're lying to themselves because they do want to be with somebody, but they've made all these excuses and justified it in their head, like, I don't want to date. This isn't what I want. But really, if they want to get that clarity and face themselves in the mirror and go, like, okay, yeah, I would be nice to date someone and have that companionship and share life with. But too often, because their friends are saying it, they say it, and you know, next thing you know, it's a whole man-hating group, or, you know, I don't, you know, you've convinced yourself this isn't what I want. So that clarity becomes important to know. Is this you saying this, or is it something else driving you to this place? Insecurity, lack of confidence, something bad happened in life that kind of scarred you, that tells you, no way, I'm done, you know? So facing that.
And also, are you looking, right? Because we've both been doing this and coaching and working with people, is that some women and men look for that other person to complete them. Where I believe a relationship is, I feel complete, right? Listen, 18 years and I've been single, right? So I've done a lot. I've achieved a lot. I have just a wonderful friends. I have two sons, so for a while that I was using my sons as excuses, I'm not going to lie. You know, I have sons, I don't have time to date. But when you get all of that, right, it's just nice to share your life, right? It's just nice to share experiences. It's nice to have somebody to go out, you know, whatever you may want to do, whether it's a movie, whether it's a concert, blues music for me, whatever that would be, right? It's just nice to have somebody to go with. Yes, I've dragged my children with me many, many times, but it's just sharing that from a much deeper place. you know, sharing that, having a great time, having just something to talk about, sharing that moment, right? So it's about sharing. Yes, we can do that with girlfriends, but it's not the same, right? Down deep in our hearts and into our souls, sharing that with a man, and for men, sharing that with a woman, you know, it just takes on a different life.
You know, but then there are these challenges that come, like, and that further convince someone that this isn't for me. And you think about some of the main ones are, you know, men and women both have to deal with age and race and appearance, I'll say. Those are like three of the top things that get in our head. And let's first kind of take a look at age. Society says it's okay for men to date younger women. But when it comes to women dating younger men, there seems to be a double standard. What do you think about that?
I say, now, see, you think I may be, my head may be under a rock, but I see more couples. Honestly, you know, even just on, like, television, whether it's on shows or, like, movie stars, don't we see, we're starting to see more mature women dating younger men?
So, you know what, I have to say, they glamorize a few that are out there that are very, very public or so, but often in movies or TV shows, the way they portray that woman that's with the younger guy, that he's her boy toy, or, you know, she's just trying to use him to, you know, feel good about herself, or there's always some kind of, you know, not always, let me take that back, not always, but there's often, there's kind of this storyline that goes with it. You take, for example, I saw this online the other day, most people know who Keanu Reeves is. He was in the John Wick movies, he did the Lake House, Sweet November, a few other movies that he's known for. So he was given credit and praise for dating a woman that was close to his age, and you could see me putting close in quotes, and it's, I think her name, if I have it correct, is Alexandra Grant, but the thing was, she wears her hair a natural, beautiful gray color, and she's actually 9 years younger than him. She's not the same age as him. She's not older than him, but he was given all this praise. You flip that script and you have a woman who is 9 years older than a man dating him, it's going to be like the cougar. You know, it's like all the different names that you're going to have for this woman that you now, you know, because she's dating a man 9 years younger than her.
Well, I've got to say, shortly after my divorce, I was going out quite a bit. And I did not know this, because I sometimes tend to be naive. But one of my favorite bars, I come to find out after we got friendly with the bartenders, that it was known for cougars. I was like, oh my. And so I, at the time, yes, I fitted that mode. But it was interesting to watch. But these women, you know, let's face it, 40 years old, you know, going out with a 30-year-old. I didn't think there was anything that big of a deal, you know, but this, and it's a pretty fancy bar and near the beach in Santa Monica. Actually, there's a few. But anyway, so but it was interesting to see. And then after I found out that, so I started paying more attention, right? And then, but to me, listen, if you 40 years old and you're going out with a 30-year-old, a 35-year-old, to me, as long as you guys are getting along, and I happen to know a couple of guys that are dating slightly older women, but they're happy, right? And I say, let's not put so many labels. Let's not talk about, now, you know, if they're doing, having a great time, I think they should go for it. That's not for me. I have had younger guys ask me out, but I just don't feel comfortable. For me, you know, it's just a little, you know, for me, my sons are 6'3", so they look older than they actually are. But to me, for me, it's almost like dating my children, right? And I know that's a little sick, but I just can't get that out of that, right? And so I stopped fighting it. I, since I was 17 years old, have always dated older men. Because
oh, wow.
I know he's mature. Yeah, 17 years old. I'm too embarrassed to say how old he was. And he was 23. He was 23, and then I was 19, and he was, you know, 30-some. So I've always liked older men, but I also think that's a preference. So whether somebody, you know, but if I wanted to go out with a younger guy, we were getting along and we have things in common, I say, you know, you really not pay so much attention about, you know, what they say. Have a good time. If that person meets what you're looking for, I say you should run with it. However long it lasts, right? It may not be for the rest of your life, but if you're having a good time and you're learning and you're experiencing new things, I say go for it. That's not for me, but I also think if you're doing it, have a great time.
And there are guys out there who want to date older women. And when you look at the reasons why, it's typically because they like the maturity. It's not, you know, people think, oh, they want to date their mama. They're looking for a maternal figure. No, they really find this woman attractive. They want to date her. And there are guys, you see it all the time, they just prefer older women. Just like there's young women, like you said, you were younger dating older guys. You find the same thing, but you know what? Society, let go of all the judgment and everything and just let people enjoy themselves. Not defining what works for you has to work for them. So women, if you want to date a younger guy, you know, please make sure he's over the age of 18 and legal. You know, I want to put that disclaimer out there. 18, 21, you know, depends on if you guys are hanging out the bars, please make them 21. But, you know, don't hold back from, you know, you think he's 5 years younger and that's not, what could you have in common? You know, really kind of figure it out and see. There may be something there.
Even if it's just great time, good time. For me, you know, these guys that I've talked to, I'm sorry, but I need for somebody that can have a conversation past 2 weeks. Right. I don't want, again, I'm sorry that these guys that I meet, you know, I don't want to talk about, you know, the beer and the sports and the, no movies, action movies, because I don't do action movies. But for me, that didn't work. But if you find common grounds, now, if I found somebody that was younger and was into blues music, into jazz music and wanting to go to fundraisers, I would not let the age be the reason that why I would not date him. I just haven't found somebody that meets the things that I'm looking for. I would say, I know this is going to sound like a real estate underwriter, but qualifications. Right? He's applying for a loan. He's putting in an application. So I just haven't found. But if you have that and you're having a good time, I think age should not be the one reason why you cannot date anybody. Either way, whether men are dating a younger woman and women are dating a younger man. And just, you know, let's just enjoy, have a good time, and go from there.
You know, as age is one reason, but then the other one gets into race. I, you know, hate to say it, when you look at the studies, it shows that, you know, with the dating apps and different things, Black women are treated horribly on these platforms at times. And for the men, it's the Asian men. And when you think about that, that comes a factor in dating. You know, people who will, I've got to stay within this narrow playing field. I think you see now more commercials that are coming on where you see, you know, Black women in different types of relationships where the man is not, you know, Black is not, if you want an African-American Black, that's not him. You'll see them with Asian men, white men, in these commercials now, as opposed to what we've traditionally seen in the past. Cohen, I think it is. I'm blanking on the name. He married her. They were married for years. And he was in the military, high official. But this was back in a time I know they probably went through some challenges being married. But you, what do you think about, as I would say, dating outside the color lines?
Well, good question, Carolyn. I was married. Just if you didn't pick up, I am a Latino woman, and I was married to a black man for 17 years. So I got to experience the other side, if you will. I for me, it was not the color, right? He is a kind soul. He was nice. He's a little bit older. You know, I stuck to my trend. So he knew so much, so I thought he was so smart. But I did get to experience. It was interesting to experience the looks, especially, now we lived in California, L.A., in the L.A. area. And it's a nice mix, melting pot in the small town we lived in. But going to New York, I was blown away how people would stop. Now, I also have to say it was not just that he's black, but he's also 6'2", and I'm 5'2". So I'm just giving you the whole picture, right? So maybe it was not that he was black and I was, you know, a Latina woman. Maybe it was because he's 6'2", and I'm 5'2". But people would actually stop to stare. And also the comments that I received when I went to the bathroom where people would see that I was – it was just interesting to see and an experience firsthand. And I didn't care. It didn't matter to me in any way, shape, or form. Where I had a problem was when people started making fun of my kids. Then the gloves were off, right, because – I did not tolerate anybody calling my kids whatever name. You know, that just was not going to stand. I cannot tell you how many birthday parties I left. And my kids did not know why we were leaving. But I left because they were not treated right. Right? I did not subject my children for that. But it was just interesting to me. You know, I saw this in adventure, you know, a journey. And I really felt sad for them because they don't know what kind of relationship I'm in, right? I mean, how can you say that, you know, black and purple or green and yellow don't go together? It was just really, really, in my opinion, very sad. I've always had a very strong sense of that because a person is a person. And I know you're saying, yeah. But no, I have been felt quite strongly about this since I was very, very young, elementary school. And somebody told me I could not play with a black little boy. And I was like, I didn't understand. I was like, what do you mean? We're having fun. I just don't, it didn't make sense to me, right? If you're having a good time, same thing with relationships, right? If you're having a good time, you do have to be ready. You know, depending on where you go, there's going to be some stares and some women. I didn't have men, but women did come up to me and said some not so nice things. But I just thought it was, you know, it's part of the thing. I felt sorry. I had compassion for them because I felt that maybe they weren't so happy in their life and they needed somebody outside of themselves to judge. I was happy, you know, I was very happy. So it didn't affect me, but you do need to be ready for that when you get ready. And we didn't even plan on that. You know, we didn't even plan on talking about that. But, you know, it's just another ingredient into the relationship. And is that something you're ready to take on?
So if a person chooses to date outside of the color lines, and I think, you know, I think there's a viewpoint that exists for different races because of all the stereotypes and different things that go with it. People, even down to, you know, the third thing I was going to say that is a challenge is appearance. So, you know, a black woman wearing braids that prefers to wear jeans or hoodies, is she going, you know, what's the stereotype there? As opposed to, you know, even with the Latino community, it's still an exotic element that people are going to look at and see. So how we present ourselves and appearance also comes into play when we talk about this whole dating world and some of the judgment that's made.
Yeah, and I think you and I don't remember where we were, but we had a conversation about dating apps, right? And we talked about the women that choose to show up with low-cut tops, right? Or full body where they may be exposing. Now, I happen to be very conservative. You know, I would never want my children to be embarrassed if somebody said, well, we saw your mom at that park and she was wearing like next to nothing, right? And I know my kids may not care, but that's me, right? That's just for me. I'm conservative that way. But also because we do have that, right? And maybe that's the attention. But I do believe that somebody that's showing up with showing, you know, the low-cut blouse and the tiny, tiny little skirt is going to get a different type of attention than somebody that's, you know, is wearing the traditional, you know, skirt down to the knee and is wearing a more conservative top. It's just different attention, right? And, you know, not to judge on the age, but, you know, at the 20s, you know, sometimes you just want to get that attention. You want to feel validated physically. And so that might work for you at the time, but maybe in your 40s, that's not what you're looking for. So that's, in my opinion, when you go to switch over to a little bit being more conservative.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the dating apps and the pictures because guys do the same thing on those things. They will, I'm not as good with this whole dating app thing, so correct me if I'm wrong, where I guess I don't know if they're laying down or whatever, but you can tell they don't have their shirt on and they're trying to take these pictures. And some of these are Photoshopped too, women. They use these filters and everything. Or they'll pose with a dog that they don't own and then have to explain the dog later that it's not my dog. You'll see a lot of that on the dating app where they try to show off to the point where a guy who doesn't do this, that's the disclaimer he starts with. I'm not posing by no car. I'm not posing with somebody else's dog, and I'm not taking my shirt off. If you want to get to know me, then contact me. You know, they'll do that kind of thing. But, you know, I just want to put that, you know, guys do that too as well, where they think that's what's going to attract her to me. If she sees me with, and these are all these, they're not always the guys with the ripped abs and all of that. You can have the man bod out there, you know, posing for it too. The dad bod. What is it? I said man bod. Dad bod.
I am so glad you brought that up to men because you're right, right? And that's the easiest way for me to say delete, swap to the left because, you know, again, this is just me. And this is I've been doing this for let's be honest, for the past 2 years, checking out the apps and stuff, right? I'm not going to reach out to somebody, you know, if they don't have a shirt. I'm sorry, you're taking a picture and you have, I don't care. Left. That's an easy reject for me. Or whatever car you have in your front of it, which may or may not be yours, delete. And dogs. You know what I mean? It's not that I don't like dogs, but really, does a dog need to be part of it? But then, of course, my favorite is the one where you pose with your, whether it's your date, your former girlfriend, or whatever. Really? What is that saying? But I guess, you know, but they're looking. Some women may just go for the car, may go for the dog, may be interested in the muscles. It, to me, it's just the same, the reverse. The muscles, the no shirt is the same as the low cut. They're going to get some attraction. But I think it's making our job easier because I'm not attracted to that. So it's an easier delete. I can go through more profiles that way, right, because I'm not going to waste my time stopping.
So, you know, I will say when you talk about, you know, that's going to make you delete, but then what does attract you to a man? What makes a man sexy? What makes him attractive?
Well, for me, if I see somebody that's hiking, and I don't mean he's wearing short shorts, but you can tell me he's hiking You know, I mean, I enjoy hiking. You can tell that he's like down by the beach having cocktails. You know, if you're just talking like visuals, right? And also a nice dress shirt would be nice. So those would be the three that I would stop and take a second look. At least he
Well, not even just, you know, the visual on an app, but in general, if you are conversating with him, if you're meeting him, you know, what's going to attract you to this man and you see him and keep you conversating with him?
Somebody that does not complain about his job. If he starts a conversation with, "I'm so glad it's Friday because I don't like my job," it's over, right? Because if you don't like your job, I'm sorry, but that just means that on the weekend you look forward to doing that. If you don't like your job, get a job that you like. Now, I'm not saying I don't have bad days, but I love what I do, right? I look forward to it. That means I don't enjoy every part of my business. But if the first thing you want to talk about is how you don't like your job, I'm sorry, but get a new one. Get one that you like. What's the problem? And if they start nagging on the former girlfriend, no, sorry. Because I may be the next former girlfriend, right? I mean, just like, because it tells me, right? And we learned this from Susan Shepherd's book. It tells us a lot how they talk about their former girlfriends, how they talk about their siblings, and how they talk about their mother. And I think we should have them talk about their job.
So when I think about it, it's like, yes, have a suit, but also have a good pair of jeans. And you don't have to have Timberlands. That's a bonus. I love Timberlands. But, you know, having both of that. But, you know, having that sense of humor and intelligence, I think that intellectual intelligence is sexy. You know, that sense of humor. And, you know, somewhat of a sense of adventure. But with that being said.
You got me a sense of humor. You got me a sense of humor. No, because
with
if
that,
you think about it, right? Sense of humor is huge. And that second guy that I met, he definitely got that sense of humor nailed, right? He really did. Because he was making fun not only of himself. Well, he was making fun of himself, but he was funny. And he had interesting questions. He asked interesting questions. So much so that I believe he learned so much more about me than, you know, in 2 hours than most people do. Because he paid attention and he was asking questions. That's it. Good questions to ask. I'm going to write that down.
Well, you know, that leads us, the next show is going to talk about some of those conversation starters and the questions that you can ask. So we're down here to the last 2 minutes. So I encourage you, subscribe to the show, follow us so that you'll, you know, be able to say, hey, when's the next show that's going to air? We've been doing some pop-up shows lately here, primarily Monday nights, but some extra episodes here where we get more into the conversation. But we're going to be talking about some of those questions you can ask, some of those conversations that can, you know, keep the conversation going. Even if you've been with the person for a while, you're just getting started dating them and you want to think, you know, I don't know what to say. Well, we're going to help you answer that question. So I encourage you, please subscribe. And Chella, how can they contact you real quick?
Real quick, you can contact me at Chella Diaz on Facebook. That's the best way to get a hold of me.
Yes, she's much, much more active on Facebook than I am. You can find me primarily on Twitter, at Carol R. Owens there on Twitter. You can go to my website, infinitycoaching.net. Just Google my name, Carolyn R. Owens, Infinity Coaching. You will find me. Check out my blog. I need to get to posting a little bit better. But thank you. I hope you enjoyed our women talk today. joining us here for another exciting episode of Let's Coach. Again, subscribe. You can find us on Blog Talk as well as Stitcher and iTunes. So hey, that's it for tonight. And remember, this is all about success on your own terms. Have an awesome, blessed week, and thank you for all your support. Chella, thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Good night, folks.
Good night. Thank you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.